The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Festive day, Rolien Marx, is it not?
Very, very festive day. Some of us have had quite a lot of wine. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Israeli wine.
We'll forgive you in advance. No, we're glad you're with us, and we'll take what we get.
That wine and a lot of food had been consumed, and therefore that's what you will be dealing with.
Did you grab yourself a traffic island in the middle of Mordi Inn somewhere, or did you do something a little smarter than that?
I did something a little smarter than that and watched everything on TV.
Okay, no, we're happy with that.
But seriously, let's just talk about what you were talking about before we crossed over, which is concerns about lack of recognition. I think we have to be aware that the parties that we are dealing with when it comes to these elections are parties that in their charters seek the destruction of the state of Israel. This is part of the fundamental basis on what these parties are founded upon, and that is why Israel is always concerned when we have agencies like UNRWA, etc., propagating hate with their material that incites, and that is why we try and caution the world that it's not enough to just blame Israel for everything. You've got to look at what is being said on the other side. And you're absolutely right. We need recognition. And the reality is that Israel is here to stay, so much so we are celebrating 73 years of it today.
Give us a sense of what it's like to be in Israel today.
Well, Israel, and you might even catch a whiff of it, smells like barbecue.
One big braai.
It does smell like one big braai. And let me tell you something. I mean, Mahabi and I were laughing because we were watching this morning the wonderful ceremony at Beit HaNasi at the president's house, which I will talk about in a moment. And every family that they cut to has a barbecue champion. So South Africans, I have to tell you, Israelis can give South Africans a run for their money when it comes to the mangal, when it comes to Ala Aish. It's a great favored pastime, barbecuing copious amounts of food, because it doesn't just stop at meat. The vegetables, everything goes on the mangal. There is a cloud of mangal fume hanging over the country. This morning, my home was no different. Also partaking in our second favorite pastime on Yom HaAtzmaut is watching the matas, watching the flyover. That is very, very exciting, especially since last year we were unable to see this because of lockdowns, etc. But back to watching those magnificent birds fly past the F-15s, the F-16s, the F-35s, the acrobatic planes, the big Boeing with its refueling. It's something really, really magnificent to see. The helicopters, the gunships, the police helicopters. Very, very impressive. It's what we love. But particularly moving today was the ceremony at President Rivlin's house. And if you were lucky enough, you switched channels and got an eyeful of the president singing, as only you will have in Israel. As much as we love him, Ruby, you can't hold a tune. But we love you.
Fair enough. And Rolien, for us outside of Israel, the most remarkable thing that's coming across is the normality of life. People are braaiing. People are gathering. People are not scared to be with people. Did it feel normal today?
Today, I must tell you, felt very, very normal. Last night, fireworks in different cities, no big major gathering as we would have had in the past, but the smell of the braai, and leave it to the mitzvah mobile, compliments of our municipality to wind its way throughout the city. The fireworks were back. I'm not much of a fan of fireworks, but Yom HaAtzmaut is also about honoring the people of Israel, and the president did that this morning, and I must say I'm feeling quite sentimental because we are wrapping up his presidency and, him giving his last awards as the president for Yom HaAtzmaut. You can see this is something that he takes absolute delight in. And 120 outstanding exemplary soldiers this morning awarded a wonderful snapshot of Israeli society. We had Arabs, we had religious with peyot, we had secular, we had olim, we had females, we had males, we had Arab, we had Druzim, we had Christians, we had Jews, all part of the, we had Ethiopians, one who volunteered in one of the youth projects that I'm involved with. We had a real snapshot of young Israel, and the president saying that he feels the country's in safe hands, a lovely speech of gratitude, not just to the soldiers, but to the president from the IDF Chief of Staff, Aviv Kochavi. We normally only hear from him on two occasions throughout the year, and that's Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom HaZikaron. And also just Ruvi last night saying a big thank you to Diaspora Jewry. So thank you to all of you for your incredible support of the state of Israel. You know, we have these very robust discussions and disagreements throughout year, but you know what? Israel's a democracy. We're proud of that. We're proud of the variety of opinions that extends to our diaspora communities, and we're saying thank you. And thank you to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wishing us a happy birthday and saying that his expectation is that Israel's circle of friends is only going to grow in the next couple of years. We really, really hope that, because we are seeing incredible momentum. But as you and I discussed yesterday, Simon, so much to be proud of in this country. Yes, some frustrations, a lot of challenges, a lot of areas where we need to improve. But, you know, isn't that what life is all about? And if there's one thing we do well here in this country and that we revere above all things, that is life.
100%, as proved by your vaccine rollout. Before we move on to news, I just want to stay on the Yom HaAtzmaut theme for a moment and ask you whether you watched the torch lighting ceremony last night. And if yes, just give me a standout moment.
Yes, I did. Yes, there was mascara everywhere. I think the moment for me was to see the wonderful Arab Muslim nurse who garnered headlines around the world for saying the Shema with a dying patient in the hospitals at the height of the global pandemic, and just what that meant, not only to the person, but to this guy's family to be nominated. You know, we hear so much of the things that pull Israeli society apart and our differences, but it's glimpses like this. When you see how proud he was, how proud his family was, that you see that we really are a country, that when we come together, we really come together. And, you know, each torch lighter says, Letiferet Israel, for the glory of Israel. And it's something really, really beautiful to see. And of course, another real highlight is watching Eretz Nehederet, which spoofs our politicians. And, one thing which I also really love here is that we don't have the woke cancel culture that seems to be, spreading around the world. Here, it is very, very healthy to have differing opinions. Yes, some are more extreme than others. We do acknowledge that. But a little known fact for people in the diaspora is that Israeli politicians take it as a personal insult when they're not being carried and ripped off. And,
really? I thought after Rabbi Kanievsky they were in a bit of trouble. I thought they went too far.
No, they love it. They love it. In fact, it's seen as a badge of honor, and you're nobody unless you have been parodied on television. So much so that we've had a few very irate politicians phoning producers and
scriptwriters
of these shows and saying, excuse me, am I not deserving?
Fantastic. Is interesting that you picked up on the Ula Tiferet Medinat Israel, to the glory, to the splendor of the state of Israel, because as I was watching the Arab medic give his speech, I was wondering, is he going to end in the same way, or are they going to give him a different ending, being culturally sensitive perhaps? And to his credit, he said it proudly, he owned it.
And I was really kind of amazed and surprised.
Well, it goes to something, you know, people have this image of Israel that it's Arab versus Jew. You know, we're at each other's throats all day long. We just can't get along with each other. And you know what? It's not true. Yes, we have elements of society. We have very, very intolerant members of our society. I was very ashamed at the actions of some extremists towards our fallen soldiers yesterday. That is just too despicable for words. Yes, we have elements within the Arab communities who don't want to see any kind of unity. But for the most part, we just get on with it, which maybe accounts for why we're one of the happiest countries in the world. You know, we have to start looking at Israel beyond conflict with our neighbors and looking at Israel, all its wonderful nuances and complexities and all the different things that make up the fabric of this country. I mean, we can't forget we're a country of 82 different nations. We're bound to get on each other's nerves from time to time.
Yep.
But you know what? This is what we have. Yesterday, we stopped to acknowledge the massive sacrifice acknowledge who has given of their lives so that we can build this country. And many of them are from the Arab community, the religious community, very moving to know that the Haredi that serve in the army, and yes, there are many of them, also hold a ceremony. This is for the third year in a row. And this is Israel, warts and all, everybody.
Rolene Marks, it's been one hell of a week. I don't know about you. I almost feel like an emotionally squeezed out cloth right now. But thank you for being with us throughout. Shabbat shalom to you. Chag Yom Ha'atzmaut Sameach. And you'll be back with us on Monday.
Shabbat shalom. Chag Ha'atzmaut Sameach.